Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The botched train robbery at Tunnel 13 in the Siskiyou Mountains on October 11, 1923, left four people dead and mangled car remains. To authorities, it was maddening that the crime couldn't be solved. It wouldn't have been, but for the work of Edward O. Heinrich, known as the Wizard, for his pioneering work solving criminal cases using forensic science. A scientist at a University of California, Berkeley laboratory, Heinrich analyzed the scant evidence left behind, a single pair of coveralls and inconclusive passenger testimony. Heinrich, also called the Edison of crime detection, determined that the overalls' dirt wasn't grease, as the police thought, but fur pitch. The owner was a left-handed logger, since his right side pocket would face the tree and collect wood chips, as found in that pocket. In a breast pocket, Heinrich discovered fingernail clippings, rolled up cigarette butts, and mustache wax. The definitive clue was a crumpled up mail receipt buried deep in a pencil pocket and signed by Roy D'Autremont in Lakewood, New Mexico. It took over 4 years, based on these clues, to locate the D'Autremont brothers. All three, Roy, Ray, and Hugh, were sentenced to life in prison. Today's episode of As It was written by Dennis M. Powers, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.